Well, today we have three guests joining us here in our studios, visiting with Eric Wickman, along with Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson and Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren, all in with us this morning. That means it must be time for Top Shot again here this year. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming by. Eric, I'll start with you. It's kind of one of those things that's your baby. You started this a few years back to help raise some funds here locally. Tell folks how you came up with the whole Top Shot idea.
Well, it started out as a conversation at the courthouse with Darby one day, and I thought it'd be fun to invite the police department and the sheriff's department out and see who was the best shot with clay pigeons. And from there it went to, well, not only would we find out who's the best between the sheriff's department and the police department, we'd go to local people. So your opportunity to show that you can maybe shoot a little better than the police or the sheriff's department, as the case may be. So that's where it started. And of course, then these are one of these stories. I build a trap range because I like shooting trap. Then I came up with having this competition, and then I needed to find a reason to have it. So Dave gave us a reason. We decided to support CHOP with a COP, which is APCO, right? Acronym?
The program.
Yeah, Police Reserves. Yep. And so, I always say CHOP with a COP. That's not necessarily everything to do, and I'll let Dave explain that. So what I decided to do was Wickman Chemical would supply access to the range, the people to run it, and all of the things that go with that. And in turn, the shooters would bring their own shotgun shells and contribute $20 to shoot 50 targets, which is kind of the going rate at most trap ranges. So that's where we started. I think the first year we raised about $4,000. Last year we were up to $6,400 when we got done. And so, of course, my goal this year is to exceed $6,400 by a good margin. Probably the biggest problem I have this year is lack of shotgun shells. They're hard to find. Mm-hmm. So in turn, I decided, well, let's just stretch the competition out. So this year, as of today, July 6th, the range is open by appointment. We'll be open every Monday through Thursday night from 5:30 until dark. People can call ahead, select a time to shoot, and I'll make sure somebody's there to get them through the process, score them, and take care of them, and then contribute a little bit of money at the same time to the Police Reserves Fund. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to take a slight break August 18th through the 4th of September, and then we're going to reopen for finals and a last kind of shooting stand, I think the 5th through the 15th of September, and that'll conclude it for the year. So great opportunity to improve your skills, compete against others, and this year the other thing that's different, you can shoot multiple times, you always could, but this year we're going to reset the targets, new targets about every 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm encouraging people to shoot multiple times. So you can come out on the first set, second set, third set, and the top shot will have to shoot two or more sets to win, because you might do really well on the first set, not shoot the other two sets. Well, I've still got to take the guy that shot well on two or three sets versus one. So we'll post scores, have Annie Oakley's do all that stuff every couple of weeks. In the end, I have to select the next Top Shot champion, and that'll be based on how he did during the summer.
Okay. Dave, how's your team stacking up?
Well, we're just getting started to get them around here. But like I said, we got shotgun shells we got to find, and that's going to be the tough part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this year, well, ammunition's a little tougher these days to be able to find. It's gone up a little bit in price, too, when you can find it. Darby, how about you? How's your team stacking up this year?
Well, I made a couple new hires in the last 6 months, and the prerequisite was be able to shoot clay pigeons. So the Atlantic Police Department's backtracking pretty hard.
Oh, I see. Are you guys both trying to do a little bit of work recruiting some other departments? Do you guys actively recruit to see if you get other folks to come and participate?
I do. I put out the word to the chiefs that I know in other departments, try to get them up here, but their schedules and stuff like that, sometimes it's hard to do. So
yeah. Any smack talk involved in that?
Always
every day.
Darby, do you get a lot of response back from the other departments around the area?
We reach out to all the area, Adair County, Montgomery County, Shelby County, and we try and get them to come, and it's hit and miss.
Yeah. It's just the nature of the beast. Some of them are more competitive, I guess, than others.
Right.
All right, very good. Eric, talk a little bit about this. This is a team event, correct?
It's team, but we also allow individuals and doubles to shoot. Sometimes a guy, you know, just wants to shoot. We have a few singles show up every year. And then we also have some doubles teams. And then we have the four-man team, which is the main part of our event. So, and it makes sense because people like to bring out people they're familiar with to shoot with. Yeah, four-man team is, you know, $20 a guy. You come out, we'll score you as a group as well as an individual. Same thing with doubles and singles. We encourage everybody to come. We allow young people to shoot for free. We ask that if you don't want to shoot but you want to contribute, maybe you contribute some money, and then that helps cover the fees for the young people. Really impressed with how the young people come out. Number one, they're great shots, but number two, very polite. Well-organized, good kids. So really we're open to almost everybody to come out. We do require you, you know, knowing how good of a shooter or how experienced you are. If you're an inexperienced shooter, we would just as soon know that on the front end. It makes it safer for everybody. And we'll put a mentor. Somebody will help that shooter through the process. And we get a few of those every year. So at one in the police group that came out with the chaplains.
Yes.
Yeah. So our goal is to get everybody shooting, hit those targets. Get the kids shooting, and we encourage large groups to come out. Last year we had the beef producers and corn growers came out and did an event, a couple of big bachelor parties, family events, and, you know, we can handle up to 30 or 40 shooters in a group like that. It takes a few hours, but we can do that. And for the most part, I set up some picnic tables. They usually bring their own food. They have a great time, and, you know, every group shoot I've done in the evening generally goes, I have to shut them off at dark. They will be shooting targets all the way to when you can't see them. You guys have seen that. And so, it's, you know, and they're having fun. The family events are really fun to watch. So
glow targets, is that a thing?
Well,
might have to be.
Yeah. We could light the range up. If I thought that'd bring more people in, I would. But it's a lot of fun, and generally – I say 50 targets if somebody has some extra shells and they want to shoot an Annie Oakley or do some extracurricular shooting, you know, we make that work too.
So. Well, shooting sports are pretty popular, especially with a lot of young folks here in the area too. So there's ample supply of folks who could come out and participate in this. And the whole purpose is to raise the money and generate that revenue to be able to help some of these programs that you do. Dave, you want to talk more about that?
Yes. This year we just finished up with the kids' camp out. We ended up taking 3 days. Two nights, 27 kids, 9 to 12, all expenses paid by this program. They got a sleeping bag, fishing pole, tackle box at the end of it. The kids ate like crazy. I mean, they did about 8 pounds of bacon, same with sausage every day for breakfast. I mean, they ate well, very good. And then just prior to that, we had, I believe we took 26 kids, 6 to 8 years old, to the zoo, all expenses paid. And then we'll have the movie nights coming up here soon, and then the Christmas programs coming up in December.
Sure. Are these outreach programs important to your department?
Yes, they are. They're important to both departments and the whole community because it, you know, shows the kids that, you know, that we're not bad people, you know, and it makes good rapport with them. And Cass County is just an awesome place because people donate all the time to it, and it's a good place to live, I think.
Yeah, well, we all live together. We have to get along together just fine and trust each other, and that's
yes.
The whole part of it, too, is building those relationships. Darby, you guys have your own programs, or you do participate with the police department?
We're very lucky to have the Atlantic Police Reserves help us in different places. Not only this, but if we have a project that we need extra people, they come and help us, and we're very lucky to have them.
Okay, so a lot of collaboration.
Yes.
Very good. All right. And the youngsters that especially, a lot of these are geared toward young people. A lot of the youngsters that you are helping out, are they some that might not have some of these opportunities otherwise?
It's everybody, yes. I mean, the program's open to everybody in Cass County. But, I mean, like the kids camp out there after the first couple hours, the kids were a little nervous being around us. But at the end of the 3 days, they were begging us to keep them there for another week because they were having so much fun.
Sure.
But we had to go back to work so we could rest.
Yeah. Well, I know you've done some other fundraising type of things during that golf tournament, things like that, but that's a one-day hit I was going to say hit and miss. I shouldn't say that. We're talking about Top Shot, I guess. It's all hit, never miss, yes. Right? But, Eric, tell folks a little bit more about the details. How do they get signed up? What do they need to do?
Okay, so the best way to do it would be call Wickman Chemical during business hours at 8 until 5 and ask for Crystal. She's our receptionist. And she can get your contact information, make appointments for you to shoot, direct questions to me. Or you can ask for me if you have a large group. I handle all the large group shooting events. Otherwise, we're putting it on social media. It should be on Facebook. It's going to be on the police website and the sheriff's department's website. Sure. We'll post it around town. And then, of course, I'll do my famous round of phone calls where I buttonhole everybody I know to participate or contribute.
Sure.
So I can't emphasize enough, you know, if you don't want to shoot, you don't want to, you can always contribute. We'll give you full credit for your contribution. 100% of it goes to the Police Reserves Fund. And just a lot of ways to get to us. But if you want to get to us today, just call 243-7739. Tell them you want to participate in Top Shot, and Crystal will take care of you. But I just encourage everybody to come. And the other thing I want to always say is that, look, guys, we live in a great place, and I've got unending respect for the Sheriff's Department and the Police Department. They've been my friends and helped me out in a lot of situations that I didn't want to be in, car wrecks and such. And we just can't be thankful enough for these guys. So anything we can do to show our support, we should do so.
Thank you.
Very good. And it's open now, so call anytime during
business hours.
Yeah. Get that taken care of, and you got plenty of time here to get yourself lined up. If it doesn't work this week, it might work next week.
One other thing I want to add there, I know Eric's had those questions before in the past. I'm pretty sure Darby did too, that the spectators are welcome. They want to know if they can just come and sit and watch. And they're more than welcome to come watch if they wish to.
Might get the itch to try it themselves.
They might.
You never know. All right, very good. Well, guys, thanks for coming in. Sheriff, Chief, appreciate you guys coming by. Eric, thanks for helping out with the project and raising some funds to help some of the folks here in the community. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having us.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Jim.